Rob, can you talk a little bit about your reaction and the reaction among the players when Coach told you to go for the wind instead of take the ball at the start of overtime?
At first, Bill came up to us and explained what we wanted to do there. And then when you win the toss, I think like it's natural instinct to look around and just say, hey, like we won the toss, do we want to take the ball? So then we were kind of looking at each other like, want to kick the ball, right? That's basically, we were trying to like all, just talk, it's like to tell each other like, yeah, that's what both said. Let's kick into like, so they have to play into the wind. So that's what it was. So that was it. At first we were kind of like, do we want it? And then we just went with what Bill told us to do, and that was to kick and have them go into the wind.
Can you also talk about the types of games you guys are playing this year? The record's 8-3, but every game seems to be something crazy happening, going on. What's it like to play through that on a weekly basis?
Well, these games, they come down to the end, almost every week now. So you just get mentally tough and, realize that you got to play for that final play. And, you never know what's going to happen. You just, it's that whole, bend but don't break mentality of, keep fighting, keep after, your opponent to pull these wins out. So it's a great way to win, for a team win, as far as guys, realizing that, hey, if everyone does their job, in these games. So, it was, again, another great win for us as far as situational football, on the stretch there.
And just a crazy kind of question, but you play the two night games back-to-back. You're back at 5 o'clock in the morning last Monday, and obviously get short nights sleep after what happened last night. How tough is it to get the body back to normal and prepare for a game the next Sunday?
Well, it's definitely harder on Monday night to get back at 5, that's for sure. So, it was not an easy transition there this past week of, just getting in at 5, sleeping a little bit, and then, trying to get into the preparation for Denver. Definitely felt that extra day that we lost. So, this week with the Sunday game, it's not as bad because, obviously today and tomorrow to recover and, you get into the Houston game plan on Wednesday. So, again, it's just that Monday night game is tough because you lose that day, that whole day.
Okay. And speaking of Houston, when we saw them last, they were 9-1 last year. You guys talk among yourselves about how a team could go from 9-1 to 2-9 at all?
You really don't take them as a good football team. Sometimes your record doesn't reflect the type of personnel that you have on the team. They had some injuries that affected them a little bit, but again, every football team in the NFL is dangerous, so you have to do your due diligence on every team, like they're 9-1. So again, you just can't ever let your guard down, especially in the NFL. There's always talent on every team, and I know it's been a tough year for them, but I'm sure that they're going to play us, like everyone else does.
How do you guard against preventing you guys that human nature would be after the two great games that there's going to be a letdown against Houston? How do you guard against that?
You got to ride the momentum here of, a great victory that we had last night and just continue to finish through here because, every game after Thanksgiving counts that much more towards the playoffs. So, again, I think that, we know the seriousness of every game going forward now. And again, we're going to prepare like we always do and you know, be ready to play the Texans. So know that they're going to play us. So,
Rob, just kind of building off that point, you guys have always talked about the importance of playing your best football after Thanksgiving and getting into position to play your best football after Thanksgiving. Are you guys where you want to be at this stage of the season as that stretch kind of looms ahead of us?
No, I think we're not, you know, exactly where we need to be right now. But again, I think we're working towards that where we need to be. Again, it's an ongoing season of trying to improve and get better and, you know, learn from your mistakes throughout the season. So, again, I think that you don't want to peak right now. You know, we still want to, you know, continue to improve and get better. You know, you kind of want to hit your peak right when playoffs hit.